Delta Airlines, this is Basil.
Hey, Basil, this is Catherine calling back from Legacy Insurance Group. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. We had received your voicemail earlier today, so I just wanted to circle back and answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, couple of things. I received something, I don't know if it's a renewal, but I think it's too early for the renewal. I received it in July last month, saying that there's $741.
Let me take a look here, because you're exactly right. Your renewal isn't going to be until October 30th, so I don't see that any of your policies are up for renewal yet.
Oh, okay. And the other thing I wanted to ask is, there was a claim, accident claim on me. I just wanted to know how it's going to affect my rate, if it's going to affect the rate.
So when was the claim submitted?
I want to say April or May.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, so I do see that claim was submitted at the beginning of June. So in regards to how it will affect your premium, it looks like it's 20. It looks like there was no payout that was made. Oh, no, actually there was. There was a payout made. And that was in the amount of $4,100 for the payout. So we wouldn't know how.
Wow. There was hardly anything done to that car or my car, because it wasn't like I was moving. That's weird. Okay. Wow. Okay.
So I'm looking.
So,
yes, it looks like for property damage. It was stated here, property damage, there was a $4,100 payout.
Hmm. Okay.
And were you able to speak with your adjuster about the specifics of that claim?
I mean, I told him exactly what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the parking lot. I had my foot on the brake. I must have, you know, it might have started to, the car started to roll, but it wasn't like I was driving not even a mile an hour
wow.
When the guy turned into the parking lot and he hit me. But that's okay. Is it going to affect my rate?
So we won't know that until your renewal is actually issued, just how much that your premium would be affected for the renewal. And we can certainly notify you of that. We'll let you know prior to the actual renewal approaching. So we'll notify you normally about 30 to 45 days in advance of your renewal date of the October 30th.
Okay. So we're in August, September. So next month I'll probably get something.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask, because it was so minor, but just in case, if I wanted to get, and I can send, I don't know, I don't remember the adjuster or how I would get in contact with the adjuster. So I can, if I need to repair my car, should I decide to repair my car, what would I need to do? Or is there a time limit to put that on my claim or not?
So what I can do, I can certainly send you over your adjuster's information. I can provide it to you now, and or I could also email you their direct information. So if you would like to handle it that way, just keep in mind that you do have, let's see here, I'm just going to see what your deductible is. Yep. So on your Ford Fusion, you have a $500 comprehensive and collision deductible. So just keep that in mind. You know, if it's if it's not more than $1,000, you know, you may want to consider just paying it out of pocket. But of course, you know, we can certainly send you over. Do you want me to give you the adjuster's information now, or would you prefer that in an email?
Email, preferably.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. Well, yeah.
Now, like I said, it's so minor that it, to me, it's just that if I wanted to sell the car, I might want to, you know, make it look good, but it's not that. It's really hardly anything. So I was just checking into it. I don't want to file, you know, put it towards the claim or anything and add more to it. And I understand there's $500 deductible. So if you just send me the information, I'll just inquire. I just want to do information only.
Perfect. Okay, gotcha. Yes, I would suggest that. I mean, it would probably be the best option to at least get an estimate on your end, you know, at any auto repair shop that you have access to that's closest to you. And then in the meantime, though, I can certainly send you over the adjuster's information. So if at that time, once you do get that estimate, you can certainly feel free to submit a claim if necessary.
Okay, fantastic.
Okay, great. Well, then thank you so much, Basil. Have I answered all of your questions today?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.